This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed happiness over the African Union joining the Conference on Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, CDRI 2025. Addressing the International CDRI 2025 through a video message, the Prime Minister stressed the need to design actionable programs and ensure that developing nations have access to finance.
We must design actionable programs and ensure developing nations' access to finance. We consider small island developing states as large ocean countries due to their vulnerability. They deserve special attention. Strengthening early warning systems and coordination is crucial. This helps timely decisions and effective last mile communication.
He hoped that the discussion in this conference will consider these aspects. Prime Minister Modi also thanked French President Emmanuel Macron for his support. This conference is being held in France for the first time. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that any attack on India will be met with a strong response and no distinction will be made between terrorists and their perpetrators. Mr. Modi said this while sharing an article penned by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh for a news daily, reaffirming India's zero tolerance for cross-border terrorism. In his article, the Defence Minister highlighted that talks and terrorism cannot go hand in hand. He said any future dialogue with Pakistan will focus solely on terrorism and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today reaffirmed the government's commitment to the welfare of Indian farmers. As the NDA government at the centre completes 11 years in office, Mr. Modi said various government initiatives have boosted prosperity for farmers and also ensured an overall transformation of the agriculture sector. He said the government has focused on issues like soil health and irrigation, which have been greatly beneficial. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said making India a developed country depends on improving farming and making farmers more prosperous. He encouraged farmers to make the most of the Vikasit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan by listening to scientists and using their advice to improve their work. He was speaking at a program in Sihor, Madhya Pradesh today. At the event, development projects worth over 51 crore rupees were launched. India has made remarkable progress in reducing extreme poverty, with 269 million people moving out of it between 2011-12 and 2022-23. According to the latest World Bank data, extreme poverty rate dropped significantly from 27.1% in 2011-12 to just 5.3% in 2022-23. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today termed the recently concluded free trade agreement between India, the United Kingdom and the Double Contribution Convention as a milestone. During his meeting with UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar said the agreement will not only propel two-way trade and investment, but will also have a positive effect on other strategic aspects of the bilateral ties between the two nations.
The recent conclusion of the India-UK FTA and the Double Contribution Convention is truly a milestone. It will not only propel our two-way trade and investment, but will also have a positive effect on other strategic aspects of our bilateral ties. It would also contribute to the strengthening of supply and value chains.
Eid ul-Azha, the festival of sacrifice, is being celebrated with religious fervour and gaiety in various parts of the country today. The devotees offered Eid namaz or prayers in Eidgahs and mosques this morning. In chess, Indian Grandmaster Arvind Chidambaram won the 6th Chepan Avagyan Memorial Chess Tournament held in Jermuk, Armenia. Arvind finished with 6.5 points from 9 rounds, tying with compatriot Grandmaster R. Pragyananda, but winning on tie breaks. And with that, we end this news bulletin.